Hallelujah. Well, thank you guys for having me. Can we give the Lord some a round of applause here, some praise? Hallelujah. Hey, yeah. This house loves the Lord. Hallelujah. I love it. Yeah. I have a lot of zeal for the Lord because I know what he's brought me out of. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody know what God's done for them? Hallelujah. He's a chain breaker. Hallelujah. Before I start, I want to give honor to God in this house and my beautiful wife and Linda and Pastor Gary and my spiritual father, Pastor Chad, and my spiritual mom, Ivory, and Darren, and Rod, and Sam, and Michelle. And then my family is right there in the back. There's my brother, and my sister, and my children, and my mother, and my father. And man, and I'll tell you what, and thank you, Bruce and Robin. Man, I felt so welcomed this past weekend. And when this whole thing came up, and they said, all right, before you get voted in, you got to give a message. I was like, whew, no pressure. No pressure on that. When I was asking the Lord what to talk about, what the message should be, he made it really clear because, just to be transparent with you guys, when this first came up, you know, I felt like I was kind of unworthy. Anybody ever felt unworthy? Anybody ever felt undeserving of something? Because we know us, right? I mean, I know me. And but it's a beautiful thing when God calls you, because that's what God does. God qualifies the unqualified. And see, that's who God likes to use. God likes to use the foolish things of the world. Hallelujah. Anybody grateful that they're the foolish things of the world? I'm grateful for that. But when I was going through this, God told me to be strong and courageous. Hallelujah. You got to be strong and of good courage. And see, when you're courageous, that doesn't mean there's an absence of fear. See, I'm going to get into this today, but courage is the obedience to walk through fear with God. Hallelujah. Because if we wouldn't even need courage if there wasn't fear, because things get scary. Hallelujah. That's okay. We're human. We have our humanity inside of us. We have this flesh we deal with. Hallelujah. So I will be coming out of 1 Joshua. Oh, yeah, Joshua. Joshua 1. Excuse me. Yes. Lord, help me, Lord. Jesus, God, just thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just get out the way, Lord. Use me today, God. We thank you. Prepare their hearts, Father God, for this word. God, just use me as your mouthpiece. I love you, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me get out the way real quick. Hallelujah. So God reminded me that he specializes in using people who have overcome much to help people overcome much. That people who have been redeemed to love deeply, because God says those who are forgiven much love much. Hallelujah. And he's given us the ability. See, that's how God uses all things together for the good. See, he's using everything you need to be forgiven of to love him much. Why is that? Because we understand his character on a deeper level. We understand his character of who he is and what we've gone through, but he loves us and he forgives us. And when we truly receive it, see, there's the secret. You got to receive it. Hallelujah. It's available, but can you receive it? Praise God. See, and God uses people who have been rescued to help rescue other people. So when God revealed this to me, I said, oh, well, Lord, you know what? You've rescued me. You've redeemed me. I've overcame plenty, Lord. I know I've overcame a lot. I don't know about you. Any overcomers in the house? Hallelujah. He uses people like us to help others. And there's a generation that is lost. There's people that are sick. There's people that are hurting out there. And they need people like us to show them the love of the Lord. And that's how God said that we would be known by others, by our love for one another. So those who have been forgiven of much can love others much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. So before we get into the word, I want to kind of clarify some things about what is strength and what is courage. So strength in the Hebrew is chazak. It's meaning to grow firm, to become fortified, to bind yourself tightly to something stronger than yourself. Wow. Hallelujah. To bind yourself to something stronger than yourself. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. So courage comes from the Hebrew word amatz, meaning to be steadfast, bold, brave, alert, and to stand firm. Meaning courage is not the absence of fear, but it's choosing to trust God in despite of it. Hallelujah. See, and courage just doesn't come from the Bible. Courage comes from our history of God. Hallelujah. You got to pull on the history of God. See, I know what God's done in the past, so I know what God will do in the future. See, I know what God's brought me through. So when it came to this, I said, Lord, you've already got me through so much. I know you're going to do it again. Hallelujah. He ain't going to start failing with me. See, the only thing God can't do is fail, and he ain't going to start with any of us today. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we know the battles we survived. I know the addictions that I've seen him break, the bondage that he's broken, the chains that he breaks. So I know in the future that I can have courage in any season of life because I know what God's brought me out of. Hallelujah. And when God takes you out of something, he gives you a perspective. Hallelujah. Because you know what God can do. Praise God. And see, here's another thing. Just don't think just because God did it for you, he won't do it for nobody else. Hallelujah. When you see those broken souls out there, when you see those people that are in depths of depravity, don't look at them and say, oh, they can't be saved, because what God did for you, he's wanting to do for them. He wants to redeem all. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he delivers us out of many things, and the storms that he brought us through become our testimony. And that testimony becomes the fuel for courage. Hallelujah. So as we step into this next season, the story of Joshua goes perfect what we're going through. And Pastor Gary is stepping into a new season because he finished this one well. Hallelujah. So Pastor Gary's moving into next season because he's done a good job. He's finished his season here, and he has a new season. But when seasons change and faces change, the master hand is still at work. Hallelujah. See, and just as Moses laid hands on Joshua, God is positioning Liberty Life in the same way for this next season. Alexander McLaren, he's a Scottish preacher, theologian, kind of an old school guy. He said, the instruments are changed, but the master hand is the same. And I tell you that the same God is going to continue to lead us. So as we get to about to go to Joshua, where we're at is a nation that's standing on the edge of transition. They're coming out of the wilderness. Before them stands a raging river. Anybody been in front of a raging river before in their life? During flood season? Hallelujah. And they got to get to the other side? But what God is telling them, he was speaking clearly to them in the seasons. Because let's get into the word. Let's get into the word. I want you guys to remember something. When God repeats himself, there's a reason for it. It's almost like a divine assignment. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into Joshua 1 here. All right. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I will have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This is the book of the law, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, hallelujah, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your word. So Israel is standing between a memory and a mandate right there in chapter 1. See, excuse me, sorry. Let me get that there. Yes, here we go. Apologize. Moses was shaping their identity. He was leading them. So some people look at the wilderness like, there was nothing going on. I want to tell you guys something. God was preparing them in the wilderness. Just like us. Anybody been prepared in the wilderness? Because I know I was being prepared in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, and when this occurred, Moses was leading them for 40 years. Pastor Gary's been leading for 18 years. Hallelujah. Sometimes that can leave an emotional void. And I think as we go through this next season, it's okay to understand that and see that, because we're all human, right? Everybody's going to have an emotion about something, but it's okay. We see what God's doing, though, right? So don't try to, if any emotions come, don't try to act like it's not there. Let's work through it. Hallelujah. That's normal. Yeah, so right when it says the death of Moses, then God spoke immediately to Joshua. What that's showing us is that God does not allow purpose to pause. Hallelujah. Where God was, what God was doing in one season, God's continuing to do in this next season. His purpose for this house is not pausing. I believe that he's going to accelerate the purpose of this house. I believe we're going to go into greater places that we have not even dreamt of, that God will do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could possibly ask or think. Hallelujah. See, even in grief, even in change, God's going to continue to work. See, what this moment is going to remind us of is that God's purpose is not attached to a person. God's purpose is not attached to a season or a house. God's purpose will endure forever. Hallelujah. See, Pastor Gary's work was faithful and fruitful, but the mission of this house is still unfolding. Hallelujah. And the same God who worked through Pastor Gary is still working through us today. Hallelujah. So I got three keys for you guys in each point. It's kind of how I run my template. But the first key is that God's purpose is bigger than any leader. Amen. That purpose will continue. That when Moses finished well, the mission continued. It didn't stop there. That Pastor Gary's legacy is the foundation of this house. What you guys have came to this place is the foundation that we get to build this house upon. Hallelujah. It's the foundation. We're still building a house, though. Hallelujah. See, God will prepare somebody before he promotes. Hallelujah. See, he prepared Joshua behind the scenes. He prepared Joshua when he was spent time learning. He spent time watching what a leader does. Praise God. I've been positioned in front of leaders, in front of pastors, in front of men of God. I've been shown how to be a man of God. I've been shown how to hear the voice of God. I've been shown how to lead people by submitting to leadership. Submission, that's a word that not a lot of people like. Because it's okay, it's easy to submit to those when everybody's in agreement, when they're telling you things that you like to hear. What happens when you hear no? What happens when you hear sit down? What happens when you say shut up? What you gonna do then? Can you hear it then? Can you be submissive? Because it's easy to be submissive, but really true submission is shown in the seasons where there's disagreement. Hallelujah. Because why? Because you gotta trust God. Hallelujah. See, everything that Liberty Life has went through and endured has prepared us for a time as now, for such a time as this. And God speaks clearly in transition. God does not leave his people confused. Hallelujah. God has been speaking to this house. God has been speaking to me. God's been speaking to my wife. God's been speaking to the leadership. Hallelujah. And it's very clear that God's raised up something foolish in this world to go into this next season. And I'm honored and humbled. Trust me, I know how foolish I am. I know how great God is, though. Hallelujah. I've been in a place of desperation for God that not a lot of people have seen, and I don't wish it on nobody, but I've been there. Hallelujah. Desperate for God. I'm desperate for him every day. Hallelujah. And I believe that's what's qualifying me, is the desperation that I have for the Lord. To not only please him, but to serve him. Because I'm not my own. I'm not my own. I'm his. Hallelujah. Praise God. This transition is spirit-led. Hallelujah. This wasn't just something that was done. This isn't just something that was happened like that. This was happened through prayer, fasting, intercession. Praise God. So when God speaks, we need to listen. Because God's doing a new thing. So many times, we talked about it the other night. God did something in the past, and we think that's how God operates. And that is how God operates. But we can't be looking for what God's done in the past for what God's going to do in the future, because God's saying he's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in this season. So just because it looks a little different, it sounds a little different, doesn't mean that it's not God. Hallelujah. Because what is of God will bear the fruit of God. Hallelujah. See, we're called to be fruit inspectors. We just need to check the fruit. Hallelujah. My second point is God's promises require our participation. See, it said, every place the sole of your foot will tread, I have given you. See, so you got to do some stepping. Hallelujah. See, it was a promise, but it wasn't automatic. Joshua had to walk into it to inherit it. See, the promises of God are invitations for us to participate in. When this came to me, this was an invitation for me to participate. I could have said yes, or I could say no. But if you want to serve the Lord and the Lord tells you something, you're going to say yes. Hallelujah. Because if you don't say yes, he's going to get someone else to say yes. And what do you really want to do? I want to please the Lord. I want to serve God. Hallelujah. See, in the kingdom, Your participation, your movement reveals faith. Hallelujah. That reveals you're faithful when you can move with God. See, God could have given the Israelites the land instantly if he wanted to. But God wants to partner with our steps. He wants to partner with our steps. Hallelujah. See, Liberty Life has had promises spoken over it. Revival, restoration, growth, influence. These promises require movement and obedience and unity and faith. That's how we move into this next season. Unified, together. One spirit, one mind, one rhythm, one heartbeat. Hallelujah. So promises must be stepped into. You're going to inherit what you walk towards. Hallelujah. Unclaimed promises are remained potential. See, there's a potential potential still for promises. When you don't say yes, there's still a potential for someone else. So make sure that you take the opportunity to say yes to God. Hallelujah. Because your steps are going to activate God's provision in your life. Provision only follows obedience. You want God to do something in your life? Be obedient. Hallelujah. You want to see God move in your life? Be obedient. Hallelujah. And you can always tell someone, when someone's being obedient, what God will do is will magnify their heart through obedience. God will magnify people. We always say that money and power can magnify someone's heart. You can see when people are given power, how they'll act. When they're given a lot of money, how they'll act, because it'll magnify them. Well, God will magnify a person through obedience. Hallelujah. So if you have a good heart for the Lord, he will magnify you through your obedience. Hallelujah. Unity. Israel crossed the Jordan together. This next season is going to require a greater depth of unity, a greater understanding of unity, because unity will accelerate our destiny, what God's called us to. Division will delay our inheritance. Let me say that again. Unity will accelerate where God is calling us to, the promise, but division will delay the inheritance that he has for us. Hallelujah. Third point, God's presence gives you power. Hallelujah. How are we going to be strong and courageous? By his presence. See, he said, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. Be strong and of good courage. See, God didn't give Joshua Moses' staff. Hallelujah. But he gave him something better, his presence. See, God didn't give Joshua Moses' gifts, but he still had his presence. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, and that's what we still have today. The gifts may change, but I know something better than the gifts. That's God's presence. Hallelujah. Yeah, that came to me last night. I was like, Lord, you good, Lord. Gifts and presents, Lord. You good with them words, Lord. But God was telling Joshua that the source of Moses' greatness was never Moses. The source of Pastor Gary's greatness wasn't Pastor Gary. Nor is it me or you. The source of our greatness is our true God, our one living God. It's the Holy Spirit, a triune God. Hallelujah. See, your courage isn't found in your personality. It's not found in your talent or your background. It's found in the presence of God. And courage grows every time you remember your personal history with the Lord. Joshua remembered the Red Sea. See, do you remember what God saved you from? Hey, look, I know God says he throws in a sea of forgetfulness, but I like to start my morning what I call reminiscing. Anybody ever reminisce a little bit about what God's done for you? Have you done it not lately? If you haven't done it lately, I encourage you to do it a little. Do it tomorrow morning when you first wake up. Just try it and see how your day goes. It'll put you in a perspective of gratitude. Hallelujah. See, what he delivered us out of, he's still continuing to want to deliver others out of. And the testimony of our lives will become the foundation of the house that this courage is going to come out of this house. The courage that's going to come out of this house will be from our testimonies together in unified body of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the presence of God is what qualifies the called. See, God will use the surrendered, not the perfect. Hallelujah. He likes to use the ones that are surrendered. He likes to raise up the things. You know, hey, I got a prayer that I would dare you to pray. Pray, God, do something that can only be blamed on you in my life. Hallelujah. Try that prayer. I pray that God do something that can only be blamed on you, Lord. I don't want nothing. I want it to be only you. And trust me. Look at my family right there. This is something that can only be blamed on God. Hallelujah. They laughing for a reason. Because it's the truth. It's something that only God can do, but that comes from a place of surrender. And when you're in God's presence, that's your qualification. You don't need no approval from no man, nobody else, because I know I spend time in the secret place. I know I spend time with the Lord. I know who qualifies me. I know where my identity comes from. That comes from the presence of God. Hallelujah. And where God is, your calling will be confirmed. Hallelujah. Meaning other people that spend time with God will see what God's doing in your life. So when you got people that are talking down on you, they don't spend no time with the Lord, don't give them no time of day. Say, thank you. Keep it on moving. Keep it moving. Say, I appreciate your opinion. Goodbye. Hallelujah. God's presence, when you're in his presence, what that does is guarantees you protection. See, God will shield those who he sends. God's not calling us to go into something that he hasn't prepared us for. The harvest is already there. The harvest is there. The labors are few. Hallelujah. We just got to harvest. See, no enemy can stop something that's a God-backed assignment. It'll come against it, but it ain't going to stop it. God's word will prevail. It'll never return void. When God says he'll open up a door that no man can shut, he means it. Hallelujah. Do you take the word at its truth? Are you receiving it for what it is? Because what God's saying is the truth. Hallelujah. See, God's presence produces good courage. Hallelujah. See, courage arises where the awareness of God rises. And confidence comes from communion, communication with God. It comes from understanding who God is, your assignment. Hallelujah. Because then you can have confidence when you walk in it. Point four. Doing good, right? I'm trying to get through this, guys. They told me you don't got an hour and a half like normal. I said, okay, we get it going. You know, Pastor Chad, we getting it all day if you let us now. Well, I'm trying to do it good. I'm trying to get the point across, but we're moving here. We're being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. I won't do that to y'all. I'll close in like an hour later. Like you said, you was closing to get everybody standing. No, I'm just kidding. We love serving the Lord. It's okay to laugh in the house of the Lord. We love the Lord. Hallelujah. Point four, God's word must lead us. God's word must lead this house. It says, only be strong and very courageous. Meditate on this word day and night. Then you'll have good success. Let me tell you guys a story. I've told my family this, but about 7 months ago, that scripture popped out of my wife. And she took it, literal. I mean, I'm talking about day and night. That's what she was doing, studying the word of God. Like, sometimes, then you can't say something like, well, you don't you need to do something else like chores or something because she's in the word of God. So she, you can't say nothing like that. Like, you're just still studying. Like, you keep going. Yeah. Don't think we need to go do something. Like, no, you can't say, don't interrupt that time. I wouldn't dare. But she took it literal. And it's true, though. The word of God is true. The word of God is literal. See, God ties Joshua's success to scripture. So when you meditate on my word, day and night, then you have good success. It wasn't Joshua's talent. It wasn't Joshua's strategy, not his creativity. It was scripture. See, the word of God becomes the anchor in our uncertainty, and it becomes the compass in our transition. The word of God is going to guide us. Who are we? God's word is timeless. It's infinite. We're just finite. We're just here for a season. Hallelujah. Courage grows where scripture lives deeply. Hallelujah. And the word of God, not only it stabilizes the heart, but it renews the mind. And it illuminates the future. It is a path, it's a lamp under our feet. Hallelujah. See, the word of God builds courage. Scripture will dismantle the lies of fear. See, the enemy wants to tell me I'm not good enough. The enemy wants to tell me I've had too much of a tainted past. The enemy wants to tell me I'm not smart enough. I'm not courageous enough. I'm not good enough. But God told me to be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. He keeps telling me to be strong and of good courage. And what God is saying to this house is be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. See, where courage grows is where the word's roots run deep. Because I'm standing on a firm foundation. Hallelujah. The word's roots run deep in me. That's what I'm holding on to. That's what I cling to when the winds and the waves come. I'm rooted in the word. Not only does the word give you courage, the word will reveal our direction. And through obedience, we will create clarity. See, uncertainty comes from disobedience. Because God's not the author of confusion. Hallelujah. So when we're obedient, it's very clear what we need to be doing. And the word will prevent spiritual drifting. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God is on the move. How many people know God's moving? Hallelujah. God is on the move. And if you ain't moving with God, he's moving without you. Because he doesn't need you to fulfill his plan. Do you want to partner with God? You got to stay on the move with God. Hallelujah. And the word of God, when we meditate on it, will bring success. It tells us we have good success. That biblical obedience brings biblical outcomes. Hallelujah. How can we have anything, an outcome, anything other than biblical if we're rooted in the word? Because God's promises will stand. And see, God's scriptures carries the blueprint. We like the word blueprint. For victory. That's the blueprint. He's already given us the plan. He's already shown us how to be successful. Meditate on the word day and night. Let's try it. Try to prove him a liar if you want to, because you'll be mightily surprised. I promise you that. Just try it. You ain't tried it, try it. See, a word-driven church will stand unshaken. Hallelujah. We can stand unshaken in this house because the word is what's driving us. Hallelujah. The word is what this house is built on. The word is what we're standing on. The word is what's directing us. The word is where we're getting our strength and our courage. Hallelujah. Praise God. Point five. Look, this is my last point. Am I doing good? Hallelujah. Be strong and courageous. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. But you're going to be required to be strong and courageous. Let me ask you something. Why did he tell Joshua three times to be strong and courageous? Do you think Joshua was strong and courageous? Probably not if God was telling him to be strong and courageous. Like, listen, Joshua, don't be afraid. Listen, church, don't be afraid. God is going before us. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Be strong and of good courage. That's what God is telling us. See, God repeats himself because he knows the weight of the calling ahead. Hallelujah. How many people know that there's a weight that gets placed on leadership? There's a greater responsibility in leadership. See, that's all leadership really is there's a greater weight on you. But God's prepared you to carry it. Hallelujah. See, when God repeats himself, it's showing a divine urgency that God is reinforcing Joshua's soul with supernatural courage. Because what he's about to walk into is bigger than him. What I'm about to walk into is bigger than me. What we're about to walk into is bigger than us. Hallelujah. It's something that only God can do. And this is the same message to Liberty Life, that courage must arise before breakthrough arrives. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Courage must arise before breakthrough arrives. Hallelujah. So we choose to be bold and obedient over safe hesitation. Anybody know when you hesitate, that's being disobedient? When God tells you to do something, he told you, if you hear God's voice, you don't need to hesitate because you might miss it. Quick obedience, hallelujah. Another reason I was saying why God told Joshua three times was, one, Joshua had to face the river. Joshua had to face the river. This was a raging river, and it wasn't parted before him. He had to step into it. Hallelujah. Can you have the courage to step into the river in your life when everything around you looks like it's impossible? Can you have the courage to continue? The second reason is Joshua had to lead people. Joshua had to lead people. You anybody know people sometimes can be a little fickle sometimes? Hallelujah. Anybody ever ran into somebody that didn't agree with them before? Maybe thought a different opinion of them? Sometimes we don't even come into an agreement too well, even church folk. But God knew that Joshua had to lead people. It was in like 2-3 million people. I'm sure there was a couple disagreements. Hallelujah. So God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage, because you're going to have to lead these people. Now, lastly, God told Joshua to be strong and courageous because he had to deal with himself. Guess who the number one person we have to deal with is every day is us. Hallelujah. And I know me. Boy, I got to deal with me every day. Hallelujah. I'm dealing with me every day. We should all deal with ourselves first. We love to deal with other people. We love to tell everybody else what's wrong with them, what's going on with Sister Watermelon. We love to tell everybody else what they're going through. But we got to deal with us. Hallelujah. We got to deal with us, and that's okay. Amen. God commanded courage. And where God commands something, he's going to empower it. It's not by my power, by his. Not by my might, but his. If he's commanding it out of you, he will empower you with it. He will give you the strength to get through it. Fear can never lead God's people. Because God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Give us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And when God gives you courage, courage is what activates the calling. You have to say yes. You have to say yes to God. Hallelujah. You have to say yes to the call. And there will come a point in your life, in your walk with God, where there'll be a fork in the road. And so you say yes or you say no. You give him it all or you give him nothing. You can give him 99% and that's not all to God. See, that's nothing to God. That's nothing. He would forsake it all. He wants everything in you, every molecule, every breath, every penny, everything that you have. And when you give God your everything, I promise you, he will show up. Hallelujah. Our strength is built in through the struggle. See, every battle that the Israelites went through became preparation. All those years in the wilderness became preparation. Nothing they endured was wasted in the same thing that we go through. Nothing was wasted in this house. Nothing will be wasted in this house. Every single step that we took is going to be used for God's glory. It's what we endured. Hallelujah. And courage opens our destiny. You got to have courage to open up the doors of destiny because a great calling requires boldness. God has called this house to something great, and it's going to require our boldness to walk into it. Hallelujah. Can you be bold with me? Can we be bold together? Hallelujah. Can we walk through it hand in hand, lifting each other up, encouraging one another, having grace for one another, looking at what God's done for us? Can we treat somebody the same way God treats us? When we come to God asking for forgiveness, when we come to God asking for grace and mercy, and it's an immediate thing, but brother so-and-so, whatever, comes in and does something small to us, and we hold on to a grudge. How dare us? Shame on us for doing that. Hallelujah. Let's let grace abound in this house. Let's encourage one another in this house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to need some grace. Hallelujah. I'm going to need some grace. But I'm more than willing to give it out. I'm more than willing to give it out. Hallelujah. God uses the courageous to shift history. Hallelujah. God used the courageous to shift history, and he will continue. He's going to use us to shift this city. We will be a spark that sets this city on fire. We'll be a spark that sets this county on fire, that sets this state on fire, that sets this country on fire. Can you believe that God can use such a people as us? Why not us? Why not us? Why not us? Are we surrendered? Hallelujah. He can use people like us, and I'll tell you what. He loves using people like us because it can only be blamed on him. Yep. Hallelujah. We can't take no credit over here. I can't take none of the credit over here. Hallelujah. God is telling us to be strong and of good courage. Israel stood at the Jordan. The water was raging. The future was waiting across the river. We still stand at that same place today. Here we are. Here we are. And heaven almost seems to pause for a second. There's like in the story, there was a little suspense there. Behind them, everything they once knew. Everything familiar. Everything familiar. But everything before them is everything promised. And maybe they've never seen it before. But in that moment, God speaks to us to be strong and of good courage. We're standing in that same moment. A faithful past with us and behind us, and a glorious future ahead of us. The same God who guided Moses and Joshua, the same God who guided Pastor Gary, is the same God that be guiding us today. So I say, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Be strong and of good courage, because God is going to go before us. And I stand before you as a living proof that God restores, that God redeems, and that God repurposes. And what God has done for me is available to all, and I will not stop at nothing to let the world know about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's real. He's good. And I believe that God will lead us into the greatest season yet. The instruments have changed, but the master hand is still the same. Hallelujah. Altar team, you guys want to come up here for a second? So, this right now is a crossing, a defining moment. And if you're facing fear in your life, it doesn't have to be about this decision or what we're doing here, but in your life, if you're facing fear, uncertainty, or even a calling bigger than yourself, or a battle that you feel unprepared for, God is asking you to step out right now. He's asking you to step out. So if you need courage, I want you to come up here, get prayer. If you need strength, come up here and get prayer. If you need clarity, come get prayer. If you need healing, come get some prayer. If you need restoration, come get some prayer. Because I promise you this, the river is about to part. The promise is about to open. God is calling you forward. God's calling you forward to step into his presence and to receive the courage that he's releasing today. Hallelujah. God's calling us to walk in this next season together. And I want you guys to know that I'm humbled. This is an honor for me. I'm in a constant state of awe with God. It's incredible what God can do with a yes. And I don't want you guys to ever do anything but what God tells you to do. And I don't want to do anything but what God tells me to do. I know God has called us into something great. And it's going to require us to do this together as a family. And we have a big family, if you guys don't know. We have a big family. And our family has now been extended even greater in this region. So we're coming together. So if you guys need prayer, I just want to pray for us. Everybody lift their hands up for me. Father God, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, God. We thank you for what you do, God. We thank you for your restoration, God. We thank you for your redemption, Lord. We thank you for taking everything that was unholy in us away, God. You washed us clean with your word, God. You repurposed us, Lord. And God, we thank you and we invite you in, God, to our hearts. We invite you into our lives. We invite you into our marriages, God, that it would be pleasing unto you, Lord. That we would be able to please you, Father God. That's what matters to us, Lord. So God, I just declare strength and courage over your people. Declare strength and courage over your people. When they feel like they can't do it, Father God, that they would lean upon you, Lord. They would draw their courage and strength just from you. We honor you, God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you for the opportunity, God, to serve you. Humbly come before you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Praise God.